Blog Talk Radio.
You kids get to bed, I get the storybook. You all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, keep still, boy, no need for static. Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, why'd you hit me? The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure, I'll do years if I pull this trigger. So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17
in a madman's dream. The cops shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow are your soldiers. Yeah. Good night. Knock 'em out the box, Rick. Knock 'em out, Rick.
Let me bring it back.
to the basics. How back in the days, hard times, I had to face it. Pull out my number two and begin to erase it, so I could face it, then chase it. Find a new scheme and showing up, replace it. And act like I'm the master, lock it down in the basement. Cause it's not hard to tell when your pockets don't swell. Cause everybody think you got money to sell. And I got money, and I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. Cause I got money, cause I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for this you but the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell. Cause everybody think you got money for sale.
Money for sale, money for sale. Let's make some money,
come
y'all.
Some money.
Come on, let's make some money.
Money
let's create some businesses.
Come on,
it's our time now.
Money
we can make all kind of money. Money makes money.
Some money.
Let's create some jobs, some businesses.
Come on.
If you got a dollar, I need a dollar. Or how about you just let me borrow it till tomorrow? Cause I know you got money for sale. Throwing your paper in the air like a white girl there. You think you're moving silky like a white girl there. You need to save your money, need to keep your loot. Cause I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets don't swell. Cause everybody think you got money for sale. But I got money and I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. I said I got money and I got loot. But I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. And it ain't hard to tell when your pockets gon' swell. Cause everybody think you got money for sale. Come on.
Money for sale, money for sale. Let's make some money, y'all.
Come on,
let's save some money.
Money
let's create some businesses. Come on, it's
money.
Our time now.
Money
we can
money
make all kind of money. Money makes money.
Some
let's create some jobs, some businesses.
Come on.
Everybody riding, wrecking the game, entertainment, and motherfucking late dog.
Here, done did it again.
And I would.
Oh,
y'all
yeah.
Damn speakers down. Turn y'all damn speakers down. All that echoing like we in the club. This is Wild Out Wednesdays, but we're not in the club.
Oh.
Sexy ladies of Smelly Show, how y'all doing this afternoon now?
Hey, that bit papa.
Almost said morning, but you know, mm-hmm. I just got showered. It was morning when I was in the shower.
Okay.
Afternoon now. Professor E.D., what it do?
Hello?
Get along. Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, this Goofy Bone. I thought that was Professor calling.
Oh, what's
Goofy
up, man?
What's happening, homie?
Hey, Goofy, baby. Hey,
what's going
ball
on, y'all?
I ain't even see you. You ain't in the chat room.
Nah, I'm live on the train. I'm coming back from San Francisco right now.
What? Fuck no, man.
Check
hey,
you out
man.
The floor.
Yeah, nah, I just wanted to hear you on the phone because I did an all-night mission right now. I'm about to go home and go to sleep.
What?
Okay.
Damn, that's what's up. Well, Iraq is here. Shy is here. Hey, don't forget, Goofy, Shy got her own show now.
Oh, I was there.
He stopped
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, man. I'm sitting here smoking, man. I'm sorry. Cause I even gave you a shout out.
Yeah.
Cause I wrote something separate and on her comment sheet. If you look on her comment page, yeah, I did a big damn near fucking book on her damn comments.
Yeah, I was there. I just supported my baby girl.
Shout out to everybody out. You know what I'm saying? Big ups Casanova. You know what I'm saying? Google Bone, everybody. Held it down, popped the chair on the new show. You know what I'm saying?
Popped my chair. I'm no longer a virgin.
It's going down. Hey, we had some first time callers. You know what I'm saying? So Casanova, he should be stuck on Blog Talk. Once you go Blog Talk, can't go back. I don't know no catch a little.
Amen rhyme. To that one.
I don't know no catch a rhyme for that one. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Once
that
you're stuck
real,
on
man.
Blog, you can't help but to call.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing, too. I've been writing numbers down and shit, so to try to just call in random to catch people's shows, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what I do. What, you say you've been on the all-night mission, Goof?
Yeah, I was up in Frisco, you know, trying to slang some CDs, and then, you know, I got to do my other side hustle. So, I'm about to go home right now and go to sleep.
What you on the L train or something?
Nah, it's called a cow train out here. It's just one train that goes through the whole bay. It goes like from San Francisco all the way down to San Jose.
What? Like a trolley?
No. It's like an actual
train. What?
Yeah.
Cow train. Okay, that's what's up. Hey, we got a couple of people in the chat room asking everybody who on the line. So we got Goofy Bone representing San Jose, California. You know
what's up,
big
y'all?
Up to the 408. And we got M.I. Cricoletta, you know what I'm saying? Miss Shiro Mance representing Mississippi.
What's up, everyone?
You know what I'm saying? What's your area code?
601, baby.
601. Yeah,
601.
Yeah, six,
I love you, Shy.
I love you too, baby.
We love you. I just, that's all y'all shit. just put it on yourself. we got Alicia D. hanging out in the chat room, you know what I'm saying? A.K.A. Professor E.D., because she's an educator of freestyles. You know what I'm saying? She representing NY. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to New York.
That was a girl from yesterday?
Yeah. She's actually off in the chat room. You know what I'm saying?
I had to kind of
play Big Brother in the other damn chat room. Fucking perverts all in the motherfucking room and shit. Like, we want to see your pictures. Like, I fuck you. You sending cyber slobs and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it was all good. And, of course, we got Miss Black. You already know. You know what I'm saying? Iraq.
To Miss Black.
Yeah. Hold it down. That's off in the chat room. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. So, but this is Wild Out Wednesdays, man. I'm on a little city-to-city tour right now with my artist, Hurt. You know what I'm saying? Song, Miss Tight Pussy. You know what I'm saying? If I play that, because everybody like,
that was a good song.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? That's the song we taking city-to-city right now around Florida, you know what I'm saying? We take like 1 hour trips. We heading up to Ocala today, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to Ocala, Florida. Be off in y'all city today. Grinding, you know what I'm saying? Pushing the mixtapes, you know what I'm saying? We got the single and I got mixtapes, you know what I'm saying? Because I put the song on all my mixtapes, so that's how you push it. And that's what we're doing, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to hit that. We probably be in, we chilling tomorrow, actually. I'll be on my personal grind tomorrow. But then we heading up to Palmetto, and when I get my van on the road, I got a van, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be taking that state to state, so that's when I'll definitely be hitting up California, you know what I'm saying?
Come to Cali, you got an automatic smoke session over here, man. San Jose, California.
Oh, no, it's all, you know what I'm saying? I bring the best of the bay now. Hey,
I got to come
to
that.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't where you drive, it's how you drive, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
As long as you chill. You know what I'm saying? You can have whatever the fuck you want on you. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I bring a little best of the bay. You know what I'm saying? Let y'all know. You know what I'm saying? Bay to bay. We take this thing from Tampa Bay to the San Francisco Bay all the way up to San Jose. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about.
And we run it. But I ain't never been down to San Fran, but people are like, you know, it's a nice place to visit. So, you know, I'm down, you know what I'm saying, for visiting wherever.
Yeah, come on through, you know, take a break.
But I ain't heard nothing about San Jose, though. You know what I'm saying?
We're the city in the cuts that nobody's ever heard of, but yet every other city's over here partying over here.
Well, I heard from the video games and shit. Y'all in the video games and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fucking, what the hell that damn crazy-ass game is? Shooting up everybody in the fucking city. I played that shit a couple of times. I was killing police, so I had to stop playing.
Oh, Grand Theft?
Grand Theft, yeah. I ain't never completed mission. My whole mission was straight badge action. You know what I'm saying? How many badges can you piss off? I think I got all the way up to bitches jumping out the helicopters on me and shit, and I was popping their asses off. And then after that, I had to give it up because I was brainwashing myself. You know what I'm saying? So,
hey, smells so good. Let me give a shout-out to Tampa, man. I love them because I've been out there 2 times, and they show me nothing but love out there the times I've been out there. I got to give a shout-out to your city, man.
When last time you been down here?
I think 2 years ago. Let's see, what are we in, 2009? Yeah, 2007. I don't exactly remember the city. It was like an hour away from Tampa. I met a girl off of MySpace. And she flew me out there, and then, you know, she was showing me the ropes, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what's up. Orlando? Was it Orlando?
No. It was like a little small town. It was like an hour away.
Oh, okay.
But we were just driving to Tampa all the time, you know, going to the clubs over there, just having a good time.
Yeah, Ebo City, you know, we try to hold it down. You know, we got that's what we do around here now. We smoke and party. I don't know about all the drinking and driving now. You have to go out into the suburbs for that. But because we already know it. That's the safest thing you can do around here is smoke. You know what I'm saying? You'll see a direct difference. You know what I'm saying? People, well, where I stay at is what you want to call the suburbs. I don't stay in the hood no more. I grew up in the hood 30 years, you know what I'm saying, and got out of that hood mentality. So
yeah,
I'm trying to see how everybody else live. And I can't do that if I'm still living in the hood.
Yeah.
So I just made room for somebody else to get to experience that life for another 30 years. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. That's how you got to look at it. Talking about you leaving the hood. I ain't leaving the hood because I go to the hood every day. I just don't need to live in the hood.
It's called graduation.
Yeah, man. I'm up in my level. You know what I'm saying? So out here, though, these motherfuckers, man, shit. Now, the ratio is all white. Okay, it's all white folks out here, elderly, and I say 30 and up, you know what I'm saying? A couple of kids and shit like that. But drinking, man, shit. That's when you cross over, it's like a dividing line, and you can even see it on, like, the police blogs, you know what I'm saying, blotters and shit. Hood is all the crimes of weed bust. Go back, cross it, all is alcohol.
DUIs.
Straight up DUIs. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they notorious, man. White folks out here, boy, they party, though. They party like we all party, but they party on the alcohol. You know what I'm saying? And you go to jail, and that's all you sitting on. One half is black, nothing but potheads and niggas that done got busted for dope. You know what I'm saying? And the other half, you got nothing but alcoholics or the white folks that got busted with powder on them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that, well, nah, we don't, that's Lakeland, Polk County with that meth
it's
shit. You know what I'm saying? If Polk County down here, Polk County is the meth capital of the world.
Damn.
Yeah, they that's where all your shit come from. Unless you're making it yourself. Unless you're making it yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's where that shit come from. Yeah, Polk County, you know, I can't big up you on that, but big up Polk County on all your artists. That's doing something out there, you know what I'm saying? Lakeland, what's up? But, yeah, man.
Well, I told you what my poison is. That green. I love that green.
That's the best poison. Poison I have.
Try the Yurple, though. Y'all need some purple.
Oh, I love
it. I had perp. Well, I had to go to Atlanta to get perp, though. I had to go to Atlanta to get real orange kush. When these motherfuckers down here calling that shit, man, I'm going to let the fuck out, man.
The Kush could kill people out here, I'll tell you.
Yeah, man, that shit. That stone, man, I ain't never, well, the way I told you how I rolled it, you know what I'm saying? I rolled a doo-wop of Perk and Kush mix, you know what I'm saying? And, man, look at here. We, 5 people, you know what I'm saying, got through probably, I'd say 3/4 of the blunt. 5 people.
And then the chicks went home.
And then the chicks went home, yeah. We had some chicks that came over, you know what I'm saying? And they end up, there were two stone that they just say, fuck it. You done blew the whole night. You know what I'm saying? We gone. We out. So, yeah. Middle finger to Kush and Perp mix. Shit. That's a party ruiner. If you want to shut your party down early,
you killing
fire that shit up, and you will either put everybody to sleep or you're going to send everybody home early. Because they're going
to
be like, damn, I can't drive. Yeah, that. Because when you drive, that's a double fuck up. Anybody out there ever do that combination, just stay where you at. Stay where you at. Just stay calm. Stay still. Because shit, air is a motherfucking super booster like a cigarette. When you on some real good, that's when you know you on some real good. When air motherfucking hits you, shit, man, yeah, I feel like you done took off the outer space. Cause I hit that shit when I was coming home. Call, I see you online. Who this? Iraq? Oh, it's NY. Both of y'all 111.
This is NY.
Oh, okay. We got Professor ED on the phone. Y'all already know what time it is. She coming through representing. She gonna kick something for us?
No.
Oh, shit.
What's up, Professor?
Hey, not much.
I don't know. NY, is it cold up there?
Oh, hell yeah. It is so cold.
What?
Snowing. It could be snowing right now.
Damn, I'm sorry, because it's 72 degrees.
Damn.
I'm sitting here damn near naked with the windows open. Shit. Oh, not for goofy boy ears, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, lady, hot down here up in the FLA, baby.
Okay.
Goofy bone, what's the temperature up there?
It's about 62. Sun's coming out. It's going to be a nice about 72 during the day.
Okay, yeah. What's
the temperature?
Y'all know that. I'm hanging your way, girl.
Okay.
And what's the temperature out there, Cricket Level?
Oh, it's raining. It's about what, 60 something right about now.
Yeah. Damn, all these temperatures and NY, what you say?
It's actually 47. I lied, but I'm cold.
Oh, 47. that's still cool. Yeah, that's y'all high for the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Anchorage, Alaska is 12 degrees, so be thankful. Shit. Yeah,
he's got his own weather channel.
Yeah. Well, the only thing is, when Palin almost looked like she was feeling, you know what I'm saying, do anything, man, I've logged on to her goddamn, I had to find everything. So I'm logged on to ADN.com, which is their city newspaper. For like, you know what I'm saying, for Alaska. So
yeah.
I tell you all the latest events, crazy shit. They got some crazy shit popping off over there now. It's 12 degrees. How in the hell are you doing crimes in 12 degree fucking weather and below? 12 degrees for your high. How in the hell are you doing crime? These motherfuckers over there killing people. I mean, a couple people done died, you know what I'm saying? Bitch done burnt up. Stupid bitch done reported her baby stolen. The bitch stole her own baby and shit.
Damn.
How the fuck do you hide a baby? A newborn, 3-day old baby. How do you hide a fucking baby? In the snow? Come on, man. I guess the cold drive people crazy. Cause, man.
Nah, that's crazy. Slow that.
Man. That's some crazy shit, though. That's some crazy shit. Yeah.
Damn, I didn't know they get down like that out there.
Man, hold on. What is this?
Hey,
oh, nah. And they just
about Alaska?
Yeah, man, they got a volcano. You know they got a volcano in Alaska too, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a volcano. It's called volcano. It's called Redoubt. And that bitch
didn't
just
it erupt like 5 times or something.
Yeah, it's still erupting, and it's still having small eruptions. You know what I'm saying? I just got a report, and the high is 40 degrees. My bad. In Anchorage, and it's the highest 40 degrees. The lowest gonna be 30. I can give you a 5-day forecast in a minute.
You gotta sunrise, let me know. I'm on my way over there.
Yeah, sunrise is 7:41 a.m. to 8:30. More weather is ahead. Breaking news is coming. It's 80.
That smells so good with the weather.
Y'all already know. Yeah, that's their shit popping off. They got the damn volcano to keep erupting and shit. So that's kind of like, you know, got everybody worried. They can't even do shit now. Fuck, we can't do any crimes. The fucking volcano's going on. Shit. I better chill the hell out, smoke some weed or something. I know they. Can't you grow hydroponic shit in the cold? Ain't that like the best weather?
Not that I know of. I think you need a greenhouse and a lot of chemicals.
Well, they're indoors all day, so I'm pretty sure they could order something offline.
But shit, that greenhouse, it's so cold, the glass will break. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm talking about, you know, the little shits that you can have in, like, your closet. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You feel me? Like, they got a couple of little small setups. You know. You just got to know the code names to ask for what you want. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And then you can get whatever you need. Oh, let me check in the chat room. I'm sorry. We got people off in the chat room.
What's up, people in the chat room? Sorry, I'm not there.
They ain't saying a motherfucking thing. Okay. Everybody on the phone. No. We all on the phone. All right. Well, that's what it do. But check this out, man. I'm gonna let y'all hear one more song from me. You know what I'm saying? This is the brother on the hook is named Jet Set. You know what I'm saying? He's off in Hollywood, California. Big ups Hollywood and all the freaks out there.
Hey, smells so good. That last song you did, the one with the money and give you the boot. That was you?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh man, you gotta send me that. I was gigging on the train right now.
Yeah, that's me, man. I ain't got nothing for you but the boot. But see,
it's errors, man.
Yeah, it's errors when I be making this music, man. That's 2005, and at the time, I was making money. So everybody, you know what I'm saying, was like getting out my pockets, trying to get out my pockets, like, you know, give me this, give me that. So that's the whole thing about, you know, like, I got money for sale and shit. Like, you know, you can buy this shit, though, if you want to buy it. So if that makes sense, you feel me? That means I ain't got shit for you.
Though.
I ain't got shit for you but the boot, you know what I'm saying? Straight up. Cause but if you're on your grind, you shouldn't be worrying about mine.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't tripping.
Yeah, that's the whole thing about the other song, man. Just made that at that time, though. But it just applies. It's just not dated, you feel me?
That was a good song, though.
Now, this one that I'm finna play is called Gangsta Party on Us. This is a Tupac beat jack, you know what I'm saying? R.I.P. to Tupac. And it's featuring a brother named Kane out of Michigan. You know what I'm saying? Big up to Michigan. Ohio, you know what I'm saying? New York, because he done traveled all the places in Jersey. And what ended up happening was down here in Panama City, Florida, man, they had a boot camp. They done closed that shit down. A dude, little boy, he was 15 years old, and his name was Martin Lee Anderson. He went into the boot camp one day, you know what I'm saying? They killed him the same day.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? They, on videotape, they strangled him. They strangled him out. It was like six or seven people involved, and the nurse was standing by watching. You know what I'm saying, why this went down. Then they, after he fell to the ground, you know what I'm saying, they stuck the ammonia tabs in his nose. You know what I'm saying, they said that's probably what killed him. But then, you even see on the video, they picked him, took the tabs back out of his nose, picked him back up, and continued choking the man out.
Damn.
Just basically, yeah.
This is boot camp?
This is at boot camp, his first day in the fucking boot camp.
Yeah, but how old was he?
16. No, I think he was 16. I think it was 16.
I never knew they actually had boot camps. I thought that was like a myth or something.
Man, please, there ain't nothing but boot camps down here in the South. That's the preparation before.
They got ranches.
You got everything. Boys ranch, send your ass to a boys ranch. Girls ranch. They got shit for you too, females. it's boot camp for girls too down here. Don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they'll send you away. Teens come down here and be trying to get off the chain. Send their ass right on to either a ranch or you go to a boot camp. You know what I'm saying? And that's just a prerequisite for jail. And that's a prerequisite for prison. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to keep following that path, then that's what they kind of trying to show you. You know what I'm saying? And, I ain't went through that. I went straight to jail. But that was as I was older. You know what I'm saying? As a teen, I was straight. When I went, got older, came home and started wilding out a little bit. You know, everybody go through that wilding out period. You know, get caught for doing stupid shit. And that's what I went through, you know. But here I am, still another man, you know what I'm saying, doing what I do. Blog Talk Radio, worldwide, international, interplanetary. I think I'm speaking to the aliens right now. Straight up. So this Wild Out Wednesdays, man. Y'all Wild Out with me. This is Gangsta Party on Us. Check out the message, man. Got Ohio, New York, in my cricket letter, Iraq. And this is how we doing, 813 on your back.
That's right. When Martin Lee Anderson went to the boot camp one day and came out dead that same day, I know then they was having a gangsta party on us.
Black power, pledging my allegiance to free. Forget the politics, my flaw's positive. I'm a leader, looking across the line. It's time to charge the cost to y'all. Coming up off in our arms above. Backstab for the riches, they turn to snitches. What goes up is coming down, might as well face your sentence. Of lifelong visions without a limit. To the effect, so don't hold your breath, or you be swimming in death. The dollar you claim is mere stature. A fear factor, I'm all about the promised land. The hereafter, keep up my face and face my pace. Get on my way, cause time's a waste. And hours for the valor, and your minutes for the minutes. Those seconds are indefinite, so watch how you're living. And signs all here, it is blind to the ear. Deaf to your eyes, open your mind, see it clear.
My dog Kane, that's my dog Kane, represent me. I already knew. Jennifer Porter is actually and coming up in April. I got to make sure I put that on the map to call her ass up and harass her. She actually is a school teacher down here, and she was coming home from school. She was riding down the street by a community park. Four kids was running across the street. You know what I'm saying? She hit all four of the kids. You know what I'm saying? Killed two of them. And permanently injured the other two and kept going. She drove to the house, pulled up to her house, ran into her house, told her family. The family came outside, washed the car down, put the car in the garage, and then called the lawyer. She never did one day in jail.
Well, do you know her?
No,
what nationality was she?
She's white. White. I don't know why she looked white.
Well, that tells you
know,
it all right there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And she's a white chick, you know what I'm saying? And but I mean she what it was, they hired Michael some shit, some big lawyer down here for $1 million. You know what I'm saying? And she didn't do one. I mean, she spent 2 hours in booking. That was just to get her fingerprints. And that's the only reason I got a picture of her. You know what I'm saying? I got a picture of her. I made a T-shirt. I was all in the newspaper and shit. Because, you know what I'm saying? I was, you know, we was out trying to protest. Because that was, you know what I'm saying? She killed two kids. You know what I'm saying? It's not the simple fact that you're a school teacher and that you come home from school and that you done, you know what I'm saying, injured your students.
Yeah.
And then that you went to the house and that you actually... You know what I'm saying? And the family, nothing happened to the family. As accessories and all that, for washing the blood and all that. You know what I'm saying? Nothing happened. To this day, nothing happened.
I bet you I do life for that.
You and anybody
life
else.
About four life sentences.
Yeah.
Two life sentences.
We sell dope. We get caught with a pack of dope and we doing 30
years.
You know what I'm saying? So that's reality. Yeah, that's reality down here, straight up. You know what I'm saying? Professor E.D., I know you're young, you know what I'm saying? But this world here, yeah, it's a whole different side when you come down here.
I almost hit somebody. It was like, I don't know if he was a crackhead or not, but I know he does drugs, and, like, I see him all the time. And he walked in front of my car, but he was smiling like he wanted to be hit. But I swerved over, like, so I missed him. But, like, if I would have hit him, I probably would have just left him because... I knew what he was trying to do.
Well, you can't leave people. You got to at least call the ambulance.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
You can't hit and run. You can't get hit and run. I mean, damn, you know you hurt. You hit the motherfucker, you know what I mean? At least, hey, I hit this dude. He was trying to rob me, and I kept going. He's on the ground at the corner of wherever the hell and wherever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? But just don't leave. That's morally wrong, and you will definitely, you know, suffer for after that. They ain't don't even think about hell. You're gonna suffer right here on earth because it's gonna eat you up mentally, which is gonna start eating you up physically. You know what I'm saying? So you don't ever take that route. Please don't ever take that route. If I ain't couldn't never tell you anything more positive, don't never just leave a man down, a woman down, anybody down. I don't care if it's your worst enemy. At least just call the ambulance for him. Hey, y'all fuck some motherfucker up, and he on this corner right here. Y'all can go pick his punk ass up. But you know what I'm saying? That's all you need to do. Even if you pop his ass in the head, hey, shit, you know his ass dead, but send some help for him to pick his ass
back,
up the corner.
You know?
That's real. It will come back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
it will.
That's going to eat you up. You steal from somebody. It's going to come back on you 2 to 10-fold. You know what I'm saying? You got from 2 to 10. It depends on the, you know what I'm saying, what kind of level of thievery you did. You robbed somebody, it's going to come back on you, 2 to 10. Depending on how you robbed a person. Don't worry about stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because I already know if you believe in a creator, then you already know that he going to take care of it. You know what I'm saying? And
hey, smells so good. I got to get out of here, but I just want to listen to the show.
Hey,
you know
I appreciate
what I mean?
That, man. I appreciate that. I'm finna actually play a couple more cuts, you know what I'm saying? You just want to put that bitch on speakerphone.
Oh,
you
no,
getting
off
the train.
Off the train right now.
That's what. That's what's up.
I'll try to call in right now, but Shy Romance Professor, I love you girls. Y'all have a good day.
You too, baby.
That's what's all up. Right. Big up San Jose, California, man, and all the Californians out there, man. Appreciate the love. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing but love. You know what I'm saying? Coming from the 813, baby. Y'all already know how we do. Let me see. What y'all feel like? What kind of mood y'all in? It's Wild Out Wednesday.
I just feel like making some goddamn money and then going to spend the shit.
Oh, okay.
But
well,
that
then,
ain't going to happen just yet, so.
I'm
just laying back smoking, baby.
I got a little something for that. Let me put a little...
Oh.
Give y'all a taste of Juke City down here. This is how we do it down here. This is a Juke City mix, you know what I'm saying? A Strizzo, DJ Strizzo, little key down here, you know what I'm saying? Putting this together is a little medley, you know what I'm saying? A couple of artists down here, young fella. I forgot. There's a couple of QC party started it, I guess. There's a whole bunch of people on here. So, y'all go ahead, put your dancing shoes on. Then go ahead, we're going to get it on. Let's go.
your rags out. Get your rags out. Wave them in the air. Wild Out Wednesday. Y'all ain't ready for it. Y'all ain't ready for it. Come on. Yeah, y'all hear the last beat then, huh?
DJ, let the record spin. Bring it on back, let's do it again. Do what you do, do what you do, girl. Do what you do, do what you do, dog.
I pay for it. I got bank, okay, so what you think? I pay for it, I pay for it, I pay for it, I pay for it. Yeah, your nails done and your hair done and you look good and I want some. I pay for it, I pay for it, I pay for it, I pay for it, yeah.
Get it now, get it. Get it now, get it, 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 get it.
Oh no, don't stop. Oh no, don't stop.
Code name Chisholm.
Get the bitch on law. Ladies, where you at? Law. Ladies, where you at? Law. 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 Ladies, where you at? Shake it, just don't stop. Now turn around and break it down and let them see what you got. Come on, look back at it. 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 Now back at it.
Another Deacon Falls production. DBR, Track Boys, Track Boys. My name is John New. When I talk, I sweep you off your feet. He said, "Love, mama, girl, you're looking good like them girls in magazines." He made me wanna have a fling. He got his hands on my waist and he all up in my face while I'm shaking to the beat. He was grinding on me.
Your shoulders in.
The DJ, turn it up, that's my song, yes. Now, move your body like this, throw your hands in the air. Now look to the left, drop down to the ground, bounce your booty up and down. And when you bring it back up, girl, them niggas with a smile, yeah, yeah. The dick call me too thick, put jaw on the track, I ain't on the fuck with.
Make your shoulders in, rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, he's the dope one, watch him. He's a gangster, and I'm a gangster. He's a gangster, and I'm a gangster.
You want me, you all own me. I heard you in the streets bragging about me to your homeboys. I see the thugs crowded on the dance floor. They throwing up their bows into the motorcycle. All my ladies in here getting loose tonight. When you dance, your pussy popping, cause all the fellas watching. Yeah, little mama, go ahead, keep doing your dance. Baby, don't be scared. dance with me like you a real G. Come and dance with me like you on that Hennessy. Come and dance with me now, make your body lean. Come and dance with me like you just on that E. Make your shoulders lean. Rock with it, rock with it. The way I dance, keep the dope boys watching. He's a gangsta, and I'm a gangstrip. He's a gangsta, and I'm a gangstrip. Make your shoulders lean.
DJ smells so good.
Don't nobody know about this here record,
money,
but that old
record game is
true, all right? You ready for
money,
it? Check this.
Put that little beat jack together, you know what I'm saying? I think that was Yin Yang Twins beat, you know what I'm saying? Going down, I need money, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Big ups to San Jose back in the building. I see Q back in, homie.
My name is B is up there.
What you on the stroller or something now?
No, I'm on the bus. Is it too loud?
Oh no, you straight.
Okay. Nah,
it just sounded like you were walking down the street or something. You know how to.
I'm taking mass transit today because I was fucked up last night.
Well, big up to everybody on the city bus, man. 813 in the building, goddammit. We all the way down to motherfucking San Jose. Shit.
That's
they be looking at your ass crazy, like, what the hell? Yeah, he on the bus and shit.
Go for
what up, girl?
Miss D is a dangerous ass motherfucker. This motherfucker said, hey, that, you know, about the people, the cars, and hidden garages and houses and shit. By the garage.
Yeah, no,
see,
like,
y'all dangerous as hell.
Hey, how you shit on the side of the road and shit? Yeah, man. Is
I
it
can't
wrong?
That one.
You're on to hit mailboxes and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it's illegal to hit mailboxes. Yeah. That's a federal crime to stick your hand in the bitch if it ain't yours.
Yes, indeed. Damn.
Damn, boy. Hold on. Tell us exactly where you stay at again.
For real?
So we can go through that song, bitch. Not quick fast, but quick fast. Yeah. Yes, stay on the interstate only.
What time to avoid?
Man,
D?
New Professor E.D., what part of New York you in?
Long Island.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
that's the, ain't that the shit that got blowed up in the movie? I Am Legend.
Oh,
that man. What that was Long Island, wasn't it? Rhode Island. They got cut. That it chopped off from the rest of the world.
I thought that was Manhattan.
Oh, Manhattan.
Yeah, that was Manhattan, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, big ups to Manhattan. See y'all in the future, man. Y'all better get the fuck up out of there now. Oh, I mean, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Oh, what you saying? What you saying? Y'all know that movie shit is damn near like, you know, 90% fucking true now. So don't be surprised if some dumbass shit just happened to pop off.
Have you watched Knowing, that movie called Knowing?
Knowing.
With John, no, is it John? Nicholas Cage in it.
Yeah. Oh, The Knowing.
Anyone of y'all watch that?
Nah.
Called The Knowing?
Just Knowing, I believe.
Knowing?
Knowing.
Oh, okay. No, what is it about?
Man, I watched the shit once, and then I went back and watched it again, because it was so damn good until I got down, like, to the end, and then I'm like, man, what the fuck? You know, and then the little boy going on out of space or whatever, and I don't know if that's supposed to be like the end of the world and how the world started back up again or something. I don't fucking know. You know, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, this shit was so fucking good until I made it to the end.
Hell no, and then it just led into another movie and shit. Tune into the other movie.
Huh?
Like, tune into the other movie. You can
catch it. And I'm like, man, this shit had me kind of lost. Like I said, I went back and reread, and the only thing I can come up with is like, the dude, it's like they got powers or something. It was a letter that was mailed, you know, out of school, do this little time capsule thing. And it's a student, a little girl. She's like fifth, sixth grade. She writing numbers and shit up in the thing, and then they put it up in the time capsule. 50 years later, they come and they open it up, get the time capsule, and find out that all the numbers that she was writing was like events or shit that was going on in the world, you know, up to date. And I don't know, it's like towards the end, like I said, the little boy, he was hearing people whisper shit up in his ear, and then some out the sky came and got him. I'm like, man, what the fuck is this? It was good, so I made it then.
What type of Mike, Mr. Mike Henderson, the Mike Henderson Show, you know what I'm saying, covering all your up-to-date and current events.
Shout out to Mike Henderson.
Hey, yeah, Mike, baby.
Yeah, let's see him in the chatty chat.
Do you guys know about the 2012 thing that, like, is
supposed
to happen?
Yeah,
all
I'm telling
Mexico
you, get you some motherfucking candles and some flashlights, and you'll be all right. Stock up on your water.
And make sure you stack up on your green.
Yeah, I definitely got to stock up on that. Get your little generator, because that's all my people's going to have is generators. And what the fuck? Alaska. They go through
payment.
6 months. They go through 6 months of darkness. You know what I'm saying?
When
ain't no fucking
it.
Light. So, who? If we go through a day or a week, you know what I'm saying? The world ain't gonna fucking end. You know what I'm saying? So, let the earth do what it do. We are just an organism that is the earth. You know what I'm saying? So we need to align our motherfucking selves. You know, but I ain't got enough time. I only got 5 minutes to the show, and y'all have me taking it. Taking it all into some Egyptian
to the end of the world.
Yeah, we all into another subject. Y'all be like, damn, this nigga philosophizing and shit. What the fuck going on? Thought it was Wild Out Wednesday. But nah, we ain't finna do it like that. But we will have an issue on that, you know. But don't forget, man, we got Scandalous Biatch. Scandalous Biatch Saturdays, man. I'm pushing that heavy because that's like the most loosest, funniest day you know what I'm saying, like out of all the week, you know what I'm saying, because this is like limited. I got to catch people, you know what I'm saying, before they go to work and all that. But the weekends, oh, man, Saturdays is off the meat rack. So if y'all ain't tuned in for the Scandalous Biatch Saturday and share one of y'all scandalous stories, you know what I'm saying, about a scandalous biatch that y'all know and did some shit like the person that hit that garage twice and pulled off and shit, you know what I'm saying? Scandalous. That's a scandalous biatch, you know what I'm saying? They need to be on the show, you know what I'm saying? It's going down. Yeah, that's why Jennifer Porter, you know, talk about her ass all the time, you know what I'm saying? So it's going down. But appreciate all the fans, man, you know what I'm saying? I thought Professor E.D. was going to kick us a freestyle, you know what I'm saying, today.
No,
but,
you
know, it's all good. Yeah, put it on blast to the world, you know what I'm saying?
E.D.?
Don't give us 2 minutes, girl. 2 minutes.
Come on. Bless the mic. Bless the room. Now you ain't scared.
I am scared.
Don't. For what?
Oh,
family here. Much love in here. We're family. You know me. You know DJ smells so good. You know Goofy Bone. And if you don't, then now you know. Come on.
The next show.
Ain't nobody scared. All right. Here.
You heard what she said. Now she
Word
said next show.
Now. Word is
That's tomorrow.
You got
damn it,
because
I'm on
show,
every
right?
day, God damn it. I'm on every day, shit. So you can't say you're talking about no next show with me. That's tomorrow, shit.
You got 2 hours, tomorrow. Right, next show?
All right,
no,
tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow, yeah. Tomorrow is 2 hours, yeah. We doing
okay.
2 hours, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday is 2 hour shows.
So she
you
better
know
be ready.
So, that's when I do all the get loose. We get loose on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So that's the wind down to the weekend. You got Tone It Down Thursday, then we... out Fridays, and then we Scandalous Biatch Saturday.
Okay. I got a show for Thursday. It's called Pimp. I don't know if it's being
Pimp.
Yeah, I've
seen
it. Pimping.
Yeah, being Pimp.
And it's not just about women or men. It can be the government pimping your ass, the system, any kind of way you feel like you being pimped or you being fucked, just speak up on it.
Okay, that's what's up. This is a wild ass Wednesday. Today's show is wild ass Wednesday, and I'm mad as a. Why you mad, Mike? And Mike ain't responding. Okay, that's y'all chat update for the day.
Hey,
but big ups to Iraq. You know what I'm saying, Miss Black. Big ups to Dallas.
Saluting her,
Henderson. Y'all know Mississippi Crooked Letter. Big ups to Long Island having an iced tea in New York. You already know.
Yes.
And big ups definitely to San Jose, California, man.
Live on the bus.
You know what I'm saying? Taking us all throughout the city, man. You know what I'm saying? All we need is a speakerphone to hook up, and then we could have been broadcasting to the bus. You know what I'm saying? Now we mobile radio. Huh? Now we mobile radio. Yeah, y'all ain't ready for that. They're going to be like, oh, shit, we talking on the... Yeah, then you're going to have a whole crowd of people around you on the bus and shit. Like, damn. We really on the fucking radio. Hey, telling you now, y'all. I'm just predicting the future for y'all since y'all was talking about that shit earlier.
Go get your shoes.
That's my prediction. I gotta drop my little Addy off in here real quick, y'all.
Go get the damn shoes.
Go get the damn shoes.
Ooh,
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll be trying to match that. I'll take my baby to the doctor in a minute.
Oh, okay. Well, check this Addy out.
This is Ja New presenting Record the Game Entertainment, bringing y'all all the hottest local hits and beyond, located at 4402 North 34th Street on the corner of 34th and Chelsea. Don't forget the $5 for $10 mix CDs located at 34th and Chelsea Street. No one does it better. That's DJ Smell So Good, DJ Party Time. Roll with Record the Game or get rolled the fuck over. Fuck over.
And we are out, people. See y'all tomorrow. It's going down. Tone It Down Thursdays. You know what I'm saying? That's a Miss Black topic. You know what I'm saying? That's her day to host it. She's going to probably hosting it from the chat room. And I'm going to hold it down right here on the thing. And look out for Shy Romance's show. It's airing tomorrow, correct?
Yes. Tomorrow at 4.
Right. 4 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Be at the spot. Dropping it like it's hot. Bow, bow, bow. Y'all know how we do it. Love y'all, man. Make sure y'all have a safe and blessed day. You know what I'm saying? Keep your head to the sky because there's a lot of shit going on out there, man.
And I'm going to be your Robin, Mike. You know, go on bed, man. I'll be right here and I will be your Robin, boo-boo.
You talking to me?
Nah, Mike. He wrote up in the thing, so he's mad. He's going to get out the ass like Batman. I told him I him. I'll be his Robin if you need me to.
Tune in and listen to this bullshit. What happened?
He just said somebody put some racist comments and bullshit over the wire, and he's going after him now. I'm not sure what happened exactly or, you know, what went on.
On the show? Oh, his show at 3 o'clock. Fuck, man. Oh, I gotta go to your shit and write the number down. I have to call from my own boy phone because we finna go get on the grind. So I have to call from his phone and just listen in to the show.
Mike's show starts at 2, right?
At 3. Well,
at
I think.
Well, it's
3
my
o'clock
time,
my
I
time?
Yeah, and it'll be 2 of mine because, like I said, I should be back from the doctor then. I'm going to try to tune in when I make it from the doctor if I, you know, how they are, how they go, though, Mike. Get down, no motherfucker want to take their time and see you 4 hours later and shit. So I'm going to try my damnest to get back in time and catch a show, Mike, and everybody else. Have a blessed day, blessed night. God bless.
Right.
Love you.
Yeah, we're gonna try to swing, at least call in, man. You know what I'm saying? Goofy Bone represented for me. Shit, I'm just going to use my homeboy shit and represent for you. I'm going to try to tune in. I love that you on the motherfucking racist commenter. I'm with that. Anybody got some racism, throw it my way, because I damn sure can regurgitate and give it back to you and make you cry.
Like, for real, spit that shit right back out at your ass. What? Think of a game.
So on down. Miss Black, keep it safe over there in Iraq. You already know. NY, stay out the snow. And
stop hitting people.
Do what you do.
All right, baby. You have a good one.
All right, baby.